Peoria Chiefs Baseball is on the air. Peoria Chiefs Baseball is brought to you by these exclusive partners: Amarin, Caterpillar, CEFQ, and Health Alliance. And now we send it to the host of the Chiefs pregame show, Brendan Howe.
Hello and good evening. A very friendly good evening to you all. Brendan Howe here welcoming you all into the Peoria Chiefs pregame show. We are in the booth at Dozer Park getting set for game two of our six-game series as our Chiefs get set to do battle once more with the Quad Cities River Bandits, who enter tonight at 43-66 overall, 17-26 in the latter portion of the 2022 schedule. As for our Chiefs, they are 46-63 entering tonight's ballgame, 18-20 in Quad Cities entering the ball game tonight. Last night, a game that started out as one that we thought the River Bandits were going to run away with and finish off rather successfully and easily. That was not the case, as Peoria made a late mad scramble to try and make a comeback effort last night. It would have been their 19th come-from-behind victory. They ultimately fell short. They lost by a final of 8-6 in 10 innings as the late rally came up short on Tuesday. They survived, did Quad Cities, in an 8-6 win in the opener. They led by 4-0 in 5-1 scores before Peoria would tally 5 runs over the last 2 frames to force extras. The visitors from Davenport, they rebounded with a pair of runs in the 10 to win it. Noah Mendlinger did extend his hit streak to 8 games in Peoria's third extra-inning loss in their last 6 contests this year. So that's one positive offensively. The other for Peoria is Todd Lott. They call him the Todd Father around these parts lately. He racked up another multi-hit game yesterday, his 11th in his last 17 contests. Since August 1st, Lott is hitting .382, and he's batted in 11 runs. The 24-year-old, who will also celebrate a birthday on Monday, by the way, has racked up 47 hits since July 1st, the most by any player in the Midwest League. Keeping things in terms of offense, Peoria has stolen a lot of bases. They've been with us this year. You know the aggressiveness that they have on the base paths. We talked a lot about it early this year and how that would be Patrick Anderson's sort of MO with this team. Peoria entering Wednesday with 153 stolen bases in 183 attempts. They do not get caught often, and they love to show those wheels off. Those 153 steals, good for 8th most in a single season in franchise history, and the most since 2015 when they had 157. Yet the Chiefs still have a long way to go to get to the franchise record, however. That was set in 2001 by the Chiefs team that stole an astronomical 249 bases, led by Chris Evans, 111, the Midwest League's all-time record. That has been things on offense to keep an eye on. Certainly when the Chiefs get runners on, they are not afraid to send them in motion. But let's take a look at the pitching. We've talked a little bit because the Chiefs' bullpen has allowed runs here and there, but the starting pitching, for the most part, has been very good. And despite coming up short Tuesday, pitching staff's been quite consistent this month. Since the 1st of August, Peoria's 1.17 whip, that's tied with Lansing for the lowest in all of High A. Over the same time frame, Peoria has surrendered the second fewest hits in the Midwest League and has surrendered the third fewest walks. Peoria is also top 5 in strikeouts and opponent batting average of .225. And in recent weeks, it's been a pair of names that have led the charge for the Chiefs staff. Out of the bullpen specifically, Chris Roycroft and Nick Trigerlich-Iverson, they have combined to not allow a run in 15 2/3 innings this month. The two of them have been on some type of a heater out of the bullpen. We perhaps may see one or both tonight. Chris Roycroft did pitch last night, so that is still up in the air. But Nick Trigerlich-Iverson is ready to go. We will likely see him be called upon here tonight. As for the starters, we'll get to that in just a moment following this break. We've got a lot more to come. Pitching matchups as well as lineups, some scores from around the Midwest League and the Cardinals organization. All that preceding first pitch right here, Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's Concrete Mix Fresh Vanilla or Chocolate Frozen Custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Chiefs pregame show rolls along from the booth at Dozer Park. Brendan Howe here with you, bringing you up until first pitch, game two of our series, Chiefs and River Bandits. It was the visitors from Davenport, Iowa, who got the win last night by a final of 8-6. Let's take a look at the starters who will be on the mound in game two. First for our Chiefs, it's the right-hander Zane Mills. 2-6 the record, a 4.64 earned run average to go with it. The 6-4 righty is making his first start since August the 11th, where he took the loss in Great Lakes. He went six innings. He allowed just one run, scattered seven hits, did not walk a man, and struck out five. It was a brisk defeat on that night for our Chiefs, as Mills will look to follow up a strong performance. Matter of fact, he made two outings in that series against Great Lakes, one on the fifth as well. He took the no decision. He allowed two runs over five and a third, so another quality start for Zane Mills. On the other side, it's a southpaw, Noah Cameron, who is pretty familiar with Peoria. He's faced him once this year already. He picked up the win in that ball game, making the start. He allowed no runs on three hits over five innings. He walked two men and he fanned nine. So he will look to follow up another strong performance that he accrued against the Chiefs last time out. And his overall last outing was June the 25th. He spent some time at the low A level and the double A level. So he's been all over the map here this year in 2022. His last start with Quad Cities before tonight was actually June the 25th against Wisconsin, where he took the no decision, allowed two runs on three hits in that ball game as well. That's a look at your starting pitching matchup, Mills and Cameron. Let's take a look at the lineups that will go up against them, brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Visit their Peoria location at 4530 North Brandywine Drive for all your battery needs. Interstate Batteries, they are outrageously dependable. At 46-63, Todd Lott leads it off in right field. Jacob Buschberger in the two-hole at first. After a night off last night, good to see Jacob back into the fold here this evening. LJ Jones following him up in the three-hole DHing. Aaron McKeithen slides up a few spots, doing the catching in the cleanup spot. Tyler Reichenborn in left field swings at fifth. Noah Mendlinger in the sixth position at third. Ramon Mendoza to shortstop at seventh. Francisco Hernandez at second base will bat eighth. And Tommy Jew rounds out the order in the nine-hole in center field with Zane Mills on the mound. For Quad Cities, 43-66. Tyler Tolbert, he had himself a sterling night last night at shortstop. He'll lead it off. Tolbert in the ballgame yesterday, by the way, had four hits. He stole four bases, had two doubles, two runs scored, and he drove in one as well. He raised his average up 6 points. He picked up an RBI, and he now has 52 stolen bases to pace the Midwest League on the season. Peyton Wilson, switch hitting second baseman, hit second. Darryl Collins, the left fielder in the three-hole. Juan Carlos Negrete back in the cleanup spot in right. Gerard Gonzalez, the switch hitting third baseman, will bat fifth. Top five in the order, still the same from last night for Quad City. New entry tonight, Cale Emshoff behind the plate doing the catching. Dylan Shrum in the seventh spot at first. Jack Alexander back in there in the eighth spot DHing. And Parker Bates, the center fielder, making his series debut, will round out the nine with Noah Cameron on the mound. We will hit one final break. We bring it back. We talk to you about scores from around the Cardinals organization, as well as we take a peek at our Help the Lions out of town scoreboard and go around the Midwest League to see what action is going on here on this Wednesday evening. Stick with us. Peoria Chiefs pregame show continues after these words. Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Brendan Howe here with you. Moments away from first pitch, game 2 of 6 this week, River Bandits and our Chiefs. Peoria getting sent to be introduced momentarily. Let's give you a look at some scores from around the Cardinals org from last night. We'll start on the farm with Palm Beach. They were brought down by Fort Myers by a final of 10-1. Springfield, they toppled Arkansas in a shortened ball game in 8 innings, 2-1 final there. In the AAA level, Memphis, they took one on the chin. They lost a tough one to Gwinnett 4-3 in 11 innings. And the big club, they picked up a 5-4 narrow victory over the Rockies at Busch Stadium last night. Let's now take a peek at our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. Start around the Midwest League. A couple games already underway. Lake County 2-0 on top of West Michigan in the fourth. Dayton 8-0 on Fort Wayne. That game is also in the top of the fourth. A thumping from the Dragons there tonight. Bottom of the second, scoreless between Great Lakes and Lansing. A couple of games yet to get going. Beloit and South Bend have entered a delay in the top of the first. That game yet to get going. That is for the lead in the Midwest League Western Division. A lot on the line there in South Bend this week. Our game still yet to get going, obviously, a couple of minutes away. And Wisconsin and Cedar Rapids also will kick things off in just a couple of minutes from Iowa. That's a look at your Midwest League Out-of-Town Health Alliance scoreboard, as well as some scores from the Cardinals organization from an eye to go. You know your pitching matchup. You know the lineups. All that's left to do is play some baseball. That'll be it. You'll hear from me tonight. Cody Schindler will take you through all 9 innings. He's got the mic on the other side of this break right here. Game 2 on the horizon. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week to keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SafeQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SafeQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SafeQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a SafeQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My SafeQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. SafeQ, not a bank.
better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know Cation's Water and More are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Tuning in on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network, I am Cody Schindler. We are just about ready for baseball, game 110 of 132 between our Peoria Chiefs, 46-63 on the year. We are 18-25 in the second half. The Quad Cities River Bandits, the opponents this evening, 43-66. 17-26 in the season's second half. Quad Cities took the series opener last night, 8-6 in 10 innings. Chiefs trailed 4-0 and 5-1 for coming back to force extras. Two in the 10th, however, enough to sink us last night. Right-hander Zane Mills, the starter for game two. He's 2-6 with a 4-6-4, 1-0 with a 5-7-4. In three starts against Quad Cities. River Bandits will send Tolbert Wilson Collins to the plate. Top of the order, Negrete Gonzalez, Emshoff in the middle. Shrum, Alexander, and Bates round things out. And away we go with a first pitch swing and a tapper to third. That's Noah Menlinger who fires across the diamond. One pitch, one out. We're underway at 6:37 local. Give you the rest of the Chiefs defensively. We'll start in the outfield. Reichenborn, Jew, and Lott left to right. Menlinger, Mendoza, Hernandez, and Buschberger from third to first on the infield. Catching for Zane Mills. Peyton Wilson digs in. He's taking all the way, and he takes low for a ball, 1-0. Mills works a frenetic pace. Next pitch in there for a strike. Caught the letters. It's 1-1. Kenny Jackson is our home plate umpire for the second night in a row. 1-1 pitch missed down and away. 2-1. A substitute umpire in town for Nathan Diedrich tonight. Chris Silvestri on the bases. Wilson grounds one sharply to first. Buschberger down to a knee. He collects and secures out number two. Quick start for Mills. Look for a 1-2-3 first as Darryl Collins steps in. River Bandits in their 8-6 triumph last night. Five sacrifice flies. Collins with a pair of them. He fouls the first pitch back to the backstop. Mills working ahead, count nothing and one. Traditional uniform matchup tonight. Chiefs wearing their home whites. Quad Cities wearing their road grays. Breaking pitch missed down and away. Count now 1-1 on Collins. Left-handed swinger. Next pitch in there. A backdoor slider. Hold a strike in the count 1-2. Mills, long-haired right-hander, misfires, pitch high and wide. Two balls and two strikes. Mills works from the first base side of the rubber. The 2-2 home. It's outside, changeup, and the count full at 3-2. Payoff pitch looms. Mills home. It's outside for ball four. Mills, a guy who is usually in command, rarely walks, mix in a slider and a changeup. Seen all three pitches in this opening inning. With two outs, Juan Carlos Negrete, the batter. Mills to the plate, a swing and a ground ball foul just to the left of third. Negrete, little out in front of that one. Yanked it to the pool side. Count nothing and one. Mills, a bright red mitt. Works now from the stretch for the first time. One strike offering. It's over below, 1-1. Chiefs looking for a first inning zero. Gret swinging a slowly hit ground ball to short. Mendoza takes the force out at second, and that ends the inning. Chiefs do get that zero. First inning runs had been a bit of a problem as of late, but not tonight. Zane Mills, an efficient first inning. We go to the home half. Quad Cities nothing, Peoria to the plate. The Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, green, to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Left-hander Noah Cameron takes the bump for Quad Cities. 2-0 with an ERA of 3. He had a quality outing against us back on June 8th. 5 innings, 3 hits, no runs, 2 walks. He punched out 9. This will be his first appearance with the club since June 25th. 3 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs. It was earned. Lott, Buschberger, Jones. Scheduled hitters, top of the Peoria order. A foul back kicks off the bottom of the frame. Rest of the Peoria nine, McKeithen, Reichenborn, Menlinger in the middle. Mendoza, Hernandez, and Jew, 7, 8, and 9. Strike offering, that missed down and away. It's 1-1. Cameron, 6'3" tall, 220 pounds, from St. Joseph, Missouri. One pitch, a top-of-the-zone strike, and it's now 1-2. Works from the third base side of the rubber. 1-2, breaking ball, tapped foul left side. We'll do it again. Cameron was placed on the 7-day injured list back on July 4th. Briefly rehabbed with their complex league team in Arizona. A curveball in the dirt. Tag applied by the catcher, M. Schoff. There's one out in the first. Cameron was then activated on Sunday. And is, as we mentioned, making his first start since late June. Interested to see how long he goes in this one. Good start to his night. Buschberger, the batter. Takes his time getting into the box. Thought Buschberger tied the game in the 10th with a 2-run homer last night. He offers it the first one here and skies it to center. Routine for Bates. Makes a catch, scampering to his right, two down. Berger hit a line drive rocket to left that was caught up against the fence by Darrell Collins. Two outs, L.J. Jones the batter, the River Bandits defensively. Collins, Bates, and Negrant, left, center, and right. Gonzalez, Tolbert, Wilson, and Shrum from third to first on the dirt. Emshoff catches for the left-hander, Noah Cambra. His first pitch, changeup that missed outside, ball one. St. Joseph, Missouri. Is that closer to Kansas City or St. Louis? 1-0, Jones out in front. He doubled up on the change piece. Count 1-1. Did he grow up a Royals fan? Did he grow up a Cardinals fan? Did he grow up a Seattle Mariners fan? Who's to say? Jones taps one foul. It's 1-2. We're all fans of different teams for different reasons, right? And the 1-2. It's in the dirt. I'm sure I'll be able to smother it. Two balls and two strikes. Well, St. Joseph just north of Kansas City. So my guess would be a Royals fan. So perhaps a dream come true for Noah as he overcooks a heater. Royals made him a seventh-round selection in the 2021 draft of the University of Central Arkansas. Here's the payoff. Jones skies one in the center. Nearly a carbon copy of out number two. Bates puts this one away, and that's that. Three up, three down. Go the Chiefs. We're through one. No score. You're listening to the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team's support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
He'll face Gonzalez, Emshoff, and Shrum. 5-6 and 7 in the River Bandits' order as the teams traded scoreless first innings. Zane Mills, the Peoria sinker baller, back to work. Change up. Gonzalez way out in front. It's 0-1. The next pitch, swinging a slowly hit ground ball towards first. Bushberger able to knock it down, picks up the loose change and takes it unassisted. One out. That at bat, that was a Zane Mills special. Little changeup, had the batter out in front, then a slowly hit ground ball to the pull side. Good stuff from Zane. Gail Emshoff digs in, and he drives one to deep right field. Lott drifting back onto the edge of the track. He secures it. Two down. Emshoff, a lot of pop in that bat. 11 homers on the year. Gave that one a ride the other way. But a loud out is what he will have to settle for. Two away for Shrum. Game time temperature, by the way, brought to you by Standard Heating and Cooling. Quick moving first inning. Didn't get to it. Trump takes strike one. 83 degrees. Just a picturesque night here in Central Illinois. One pitch, a slider, nearly grazed Shrum. Ball and a strike. Here's the next one home. Just off the outside edge, certainly could have been. Keithan tried to stick it. Two balls and a strike to count. Right-hander wasting no time. He gets a swing and a miss. Sinker had some arm side run that time, didn't it? Eight up, Shrum. He'll ask for time before the 2-2. Bases empty, two away. Mills looking for a 1-2-3 second. Pitch home is hit on the ground towards short. Backhanded Mendoza sets his feet and throws. Chest high to first. Three up, three down. Quick and painless. We go to the bottom of the second. Still scoreless on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SethQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SethQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Cody Schindler back with you. No score through an inning and a half. Keithan Reichenborn and Menlinger do for our Chiefs. 4-5 and 6 in the order. Game 2 of this series. Chiefs looking to snap a 6-game losing skid. They took the series opener last week against Great Lakes, the East Division's first half champion, before the Loons rattled off 5 in a row. River Bandits, after blowing a 4-run lead late, rallied in the 10th inning to win the series opener. 8-6 the final. It's pitched to McKeithen, tapped foul towards the Quad Cities dugout. Keithan, a homer, a pair of runs driven in since joining the club. Small sample, one pitch, down and in, an easy take. It's 1-1. Here's the next pitch home. Cameron misses downstairs, 2-1. Left-hander began the year at Single A Columbia, made 7 appearances. Was it a 3.72 ERA? It's a swing and a miss from McKeithen. It was way out in front. A changeup has been working for him in the early going. And will ask for time before the 2-2. Keithan swings it from the right side. He digs in. Cameron, a deep breath. The 2-2 serve. Low for a ball. Nice pick. Catcher Emshoff. Count has reached its limit. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Payoff pitch. Cameron home. McKeithen, a little looper that will slice foul down the right field line. He'll do it again. Most of the infield already in the shade. Sun starting to set earlier and earlier. That is a sign that summer is waning and fall is looming. In the middle of August. Another 3-2, and McKeithen cuts and misses. Second strikeout the early going for Cameron. One away, Reichenborn, the batter now. You ever notice that baseball, more than any sport, is very in tune with the seasons? You got the Midsummer Classic, the Fall Classic. You don't hear that in other sports, do you? Just pitched to Reichenborn. Folk, right? Is that called the Winter Classic in hockey? The outdoor game on New Year's Day? Okay. I'm sorry. Hockey's in tune with the seasons. Comes the 1-0. Top of the zone strike. It's 1-1. We don't call the Super Bowl, you know, the late winter showcase, you know. Baseball's in a category all its own. 1-1 Bender drops in for a strike. It's 1-2. Cameron shakes off his catcher. Back to work. The next pitch home, and it just missed. Curveball didn't break into the zone. Well, it may have clipped the letters, and I think Cameron would be in agreement. Said it's 2-2. Next one misses in the dirt. Emshaw throws it out of play. Count full 3-2. Chiefs looking for their first base runner. Cameron, late kick and the offering. Swinging a pop-up. Foul ground off the first. Shrum, the first baseman, will run out of room. It will land amongst the people. Could you imagine if we celebrated the World Series like we celebrate the Super Bowl? Going all out like that for a 7-game series. 3 nights in a row, when you think about it. Teams on the road somewhere. You got to have stamina to pull that off. Another 3-2. Cameron home. Cut on and missed for strike 3. Cameron doing a nice job of adding and subtracting, changing speeds, and these Chiefs hitters off balance in the early stages of this one. 2 outs, Mendlinger the batter, lefty-lefty confrontation. Mendlinger puts his 8-game hit streak on the line tonight. Pitch caught the outside edge, a strike call, 0-1. Cameron with long black sleeves underneath his traveling gray top. Linger is swinging a foul back just to our left. Will ricochet back into the seating bowl. Count quickly, 0-2. Mendlinger, a tough customer up there. Hard guy to punch out, you know, he's in battle mode. He's choked up on the bat. 2-strike pitch, Mendlinger is swinging a pop-up on the infield. It's the third baseman, Gonzalez, who makes a catch. Made some gentle pleading from the shortstop, Tolbert, to overrule him. 3 up, 3 down, a pair of strikeouts in the inning for Cameron. We're off to the third. Pitchers dealing early. No score on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can be the greatest. Jack Alexander, who was the hero last night, leads off the Quad Cities third. He offers at the first pitch and rolls it foul left side. Alexander DH in tonight, be followed by Parker Bates. And then back to the top, Tyler Tolbert. So one strike delivery. Misses down and away. Count 1-1. Puffy white clouds on the horizon. Mills is 1-1. Drops in for a strike. Took something off. Count 1-2. Working right-hander back home. This time down and away. Easy take for Alexander. 2-2 the count. Lights are not yet on, though they will be here shortly. Meanwhile, a cut and a miss, strike three. Alexander dispatched on the first Mills strikeout of the night. Went with the four-seamer that time, climbed the ladder. Alexander could not catch up. One away, here's Parker Bates. Seven homers on the year. First offering misses down for ball one. This matchup features a couple of fine mustaches. 1-0 pitch. Just off the outside edge. It's 2-0. Mills sports upper lip here, as does Bates. 2-0 pitch is lined in the center, but it's going to hang up. Tommy Ju out there. He gloves out number two. Safe to say that was the hardest hit ball of the night. Pitchers have been absolutely locked in. Mill, a clunker's in there. He has had some fine outings sandwiched in there. Four quality starts. That is one shy of tying the most by a Peoria starter this year. Fires ball one to Tyler Tolbert. Gordon Graceffo, five quality starts during his time with us. Mills pumps in a sinker strike. It's 1-1. And the next offering, down and away. 2-1 the count. There's Gordon Graceffo. Was a big mover in the latest MLB pipeline rankings to come out today. We'll dissect him in the bottom of the third. 2-1 missed inside. Tolbert had to take evasive action. Three balls and a strike, and as we found out last night, want to keep him off the base paths. 3-1 swing and a looper in a shallow center. Ju had a great break, and he makes a running grab head high to retire the side. Three up, three down, Mills. He's retired seven in a row. Right-hander doing his thing. See if the offense can get some runs for him. No score through 2.5. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
We'll be right back.
Mendoza will try to set the table here in the Peoria third, followed by Francisco Hernandez and Tommy Jews. We try to figure out left-hander Noah Cameron. First pitch swung on and fouled back. It's nothing and one. Cameron, seven shutout innings against us this season. This is our second look at him. Left-hander rests the glove, belt high, the 0-1. Doza cutting a miss. Good breaking ball. Swung right over the top of it. Count nothing and two. Teased it before going to break. MLB Pipeline late last night. They dropped a new top 100, and the Cardinals are well represented. Six top 100 prospects for the scouting service. Spikes a breaking ball. Count now 1-2. Jordan Walker, he stays where he's at number six. But the moving and shaking behind him is the big story. Was it choked up on that bat? 1-2 is a called strike three. Top of the zone. Cameron has now kicked off all three frames with a strikeout. Couple of well-deserved boosts. Mason Wynn is now the 54th-ranked prospect in all of baseball, second highest in the Redbird system. One away, here's Hernandez now. He squibs one foul towards the first base dugout. It's 0-1. Gordon Graceffo, another guy who gets a noticeable bump. He moves into the top 100 at 83. Third in the Cardinals system. Oh, one pitch misses down and away, 1-1. Matthew Liberatore, a slight drop, but he remains a top 100 prospect at 85. Alec Burleson sneaks in at number 93. One pitch, a breaking ball strike. Count now 1-2. And then the sixth and final top 100 guy, a name to watch if you are a Cardinals fan, Tink Hentz. Two-pitch taken upstairs, two balls and two strikes. Tink, just a young right-hander. He is absolutely dominated at Single-A Palm Beach. 2-2, Hernandez out in front. Changeup has been deadly. Cameron picks up his fifth, punchy. Two down for Tommy Jew. Rest of the top ten in the Cardinals system, Ivan Herrera. Seventh, Cooper Jerpy, welcome to the system. He's the number eight prospect. Michael McGreevy, ranked number ninth. Jonathan Mejia, young shortstop, comes in at number 10. Cameron, a rare ball one, falls behind Jews. Mashed three homers on the year. 1-0 pitch. There's a line drive into center, but it hangs up. Bates retires his counterpart. And that ends 9 down for Cameron, but in his first start in more than a month, you know he's limited tonight. We'll see how long he goes, but a really impressive outing to this point. A really impressive Cardinals system. You'll hear plenty more about it tonight and later on in this series. We're through three at Dozier Park, no score on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Bombers through the Quad Cities lineup for the second time tonight. Wilson Collins and Negrent do 2-3-4. First pitch from the right-hander misses down and away. Ball one. Mills wastes no towards the right side. Hernandez charges. Quick throw to first in time. Lightning fast exchange. Hernandez, that made the difference. Any bobble at all, it's an infield hit for Wilson. What a fine play by Hernandez. Both teams remain hitless at this point in the ball game. With one out, Darryl Collins, the Dutchman, digs in. Offers it the first pitch, and he chops one to first. Buschberger gloves and takes it unassisted. Two down. We'll now have to wait for Collins to return to the dish to dive in to his hometown of Spijkenisse, Netherlands. Spijkenisse. We've done 2 days' worth of research on the town, and what we can tell you is that it's in the Netherlands. Keep working on it, though. Two outs, Negrent. He takes a knee-high strike to count nothing and one. Wasting no time. The next pitch misses wide. 1-1. There's the next pitch. Sharply hit to third. Menlinger able to knock it down. Collects and throws to first. He had plenty of time. The ball that was hit on the screws. And a job well done by Menlinger to end the inning. Zane Mills, he hasn't even broken a sweat tonight. 4 shutout for the Peoria right-hander, as good as we've seen him. About 41 pitches to get 12 outs. We go to the home half of the fourth. Let's get him some runs. No score on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team's support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Well, we mentioned that Noah Cameron, returning from injury, activated on Sunday. So his day is done. A U.S. Cellular call to the pen. America's locally grown wireless company connecting Peoria to what matters most. Left-hander Rito Lugo is on. 26-year-old southpaw. He's the top of the Chiefs order. First pitch, a strike called at the bottom of the zone. Lott struck out in the first. Lugo, 5'10", 185, Venezuela. One pitch in the dirt. Even at one, Lugo did not pitch last season. Battled an injury. A lot of check swing he offered. No argument. Count 1-2. Lugo's fine start. I have to go back to 2018, but he whiffed 72 batters in 47 innings of work. 1-2, a swing and a miss for strike three. Lott, who's been the best hitter in this league over the last 6 weeks, punches out, and there's one down for Buschberger. And in 2019, Lugo had a 21 1/3 inning scoreless streak with Wilmington, who was then the high A affiliate for the Royals. He was a winning pitcher in the title-clinching Game 5 of the Carolina League Championship game. Buschberger takes down an end pitch, nearly hit him. 1-0 the count, so there you go. Series clincher, of course, it's a five-game series at the minor league level. Lugo the winner. He's experienced a ton of success. 1-0 pitch, clips the inside edge, a ball and a strike. And an injury. He's been trying to work his way back. Long road to recovery. 1-1 pitch, over but low. Like a changeup. Count now 2-1. Both teams hitless. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Game number two of this series. Lugo, the 2-1. This is upstairs. Three balls and a strike. The lone base runner of the game came back in the first. Darryl Collins worked a walk. That's it. That's all. Set and ready, the 3-1. Buschberger in the air, right field, chasing Negrete back to the track. It's off his glove, and it rolls away. Buschberger around second. This will be a standing triple. Chiefs get their first hit in style. Ball that maybe could have been caught, but he was going back and to the track and just could not reel it in. Chiefs get their first hit in style, a standing three-bagger. LJ Jones a chance to push the Chiefs in front. Infield playing halfway for the moment. Jones a foul tip into the mitt. Count nothing and one. Lugo set. Late kick in the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Nice. Blocked by Emshoff. Count 1-1. Chiefs knocking on the door. Buschberger 90 feet away at third. 1-1 home. Up and in. Jones had to limbo out of the way of that one. Two balls and a strike. Jones, he drove in a run last night. Infield single. He's ahead in the count. 2-1. Pitch. Fouled back. It caromed all the way back to the plate. Kenny Jackson, our home plate umpire, took that one off the backside. Two and two, the count. Left-hander home. Swing and a miss, strike three. Disappearing breaking ball, a back footer. Pitches a strike the whole way, and then it just drops off the table, and you swing over the top of it. Tough break for LJ, the team's best run producer. And with two outs, it'll be up to Aaron McKeithen. That's from the right side. Here's a pitch. Swing and a foul, that'll play. McKeithen. Been in the rotation at catcher. Wade Stiles, Luis Rodriguez also getting some time behind the dish. Keith in a 16th rounder in last year's draft out of North Carolina Charlotte. 1-1. It's down and in, a breaking pitch. Count even at 1. Keithan hails from Arden, North Carolina. Baseball family, has brothers, both the Pirates and the Red System. Coaching side, that is. He takes the ball here to move the count in his favor, 2-1. Game 2 of this series. Game number 14 in the season series. 2-1 home. It's off the outside edge. Good take. 3-1, the count. These two teams will wrap up the regular season against one another. Six-game series in Davenport, second week of September. 3-1 offering. Misses high for ball 4. Chiefs will put him at the corners for Tyler Reichenborn. Reichenborn, he punched out in his first at-bat. He spells a game of redemption. First pitch up and in, ball 1, and that will meeting on the mound. Cale Imshoff is out. Shortstop Tyler Tolbert wants to join in. No score, bottom of the 4th. First scoring chance for either side. Bushberger, a one-out triple. He remains at 3rd. Aaron McKeithen occupies 1st. 2-on, 2-out in a scoreless tie. We're in the bottom of the 4th inning. Reichenborn. Nice round number. 30 RBIs on the year. The 1-0. Swing and a tapper left side, cut off by the third baseman Gonzalez, who takes the short out at 2nd, and that ends the inning. Gonzalez made a tricky play look relatively routine. Ranging to his left, he gets the force out, and he keeps the Chiefs off the board. We go to the 5th, Zane Mills on cruise control. Scoreless ball game on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere, with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. And, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
St. Mills just fired his final warm-up toss. Right-hander will encounter Gonzalez, Imshoff, and Trum here in the 5th. Mills has allowed just one base runner. Gonzalez, the switch batter, will swing it from the left side for this encounter. First pitch home. Missed off the outside edge. It's 1-0. Mills, a tough luck loss in his last outing. 1-0 is lined softly into right. There's a base hit. River Bandits have their first knock. It took them a while, but a leadoff single here. It's started in the 5th. Now the power swinging Emshoff do. Mills in that last start, by the way, on August 11th. Six innings, seven hits, one run it was earned. No walks, he punched out five, a lot of good. But the Loons, they won a pitcher's duel that night. His pitch to Emshoff, cut on and missed. It's 0-1. 2-0 final in that win for Great Lakes. A lot of closely contested ball games as of late for our Chiefs, just on the wrong side of them. 0-1 in the dirt. McKeithen able to keep that ball in front. We'll get a new one. Count 1-1. Looks like Emshoff has done a lot of damage against us. At least that's how it feels, right? But when you look at the numbers, tell a difference towards skipper and third base coach Brooks Conrad. I'll give it to a young fan. Counting out 1-2. Emshoff entering action tonight, 222 in nine games against us. Does have a pair of long balls. Strikeout rate north of 33%. Mills way ahead. Now a pick towards first. Gonzalez back with a head first dive. Must be cognizant of the run game. Quad Cities, eight stolen bases in last night's win. Tolbert had four of them. Kept him off the base pass so far. Gonzalez not running. The 1-2 pitch in on the hands. Two balls and two strikes on the Quad Cities catcher. Infield shaded towards the pull side. Emshoff hit one hard the other way last time. This time he swings and misses and punches out. Mills just his second strikeout of the contest. Slider got him. With one away, here's Schrum, another guy who can drive the ball out of the yard. The wind, relatively quiet, blowing in ever so slightly, maybe a little left or right. First pitch to Schrum, it was over but low, ball one. Usually it's the Chiefs that are on the scoop. He leads the league in stolen bases. Another pick towards Gonzalez. He's in plenty of time. The River Bandits with 146. They are alone in second, and all of a sudden, they are nipping at our heels. Mills varying his timing, varying his looks. And Schrum drives one in the air, deep right. This is over his head, and it one hops off the wall. Gonzalez to third. He's being waved around by Brooks Conrad. There will be no relay throw, and the River Bandits take a 1-0 lead on a double from Dylan Schrum. Oh, well struck the other way. That ball seemed like it found a second gear as it got up into the air. Just mentioned it. The wind is not exactly helping the hitter tonight. Trump got some serious lift on that ball. Took until the fifth, but the River Bandits draw first blood tonight. Now Alexander steps in. First pitch from Mills. Slider that broke out of the zone, 1-0. Mills rests the glove belt high, the 1-0. Awkward cut and a miss by Alexander. Punched out back in the third. Sits at 1-1 here in his second plate appearance. Mills, late kick, the offering. Missed down and away. 2-1. One on, one out, one run home. River Bandits, a 1-0 advantage. In the middle innings, top of the fifth from Dozier Park. 2-1 serve. Just swinging a soft liner in the left. Frankenborn coming on. He makes the grab for out number two. Initially, Reichenborn broke back, and he made the catch coming. Two away, here's the number nine batter, Bates. He'll set. Delivery. Swung on and lifted into shallow center. Drew a long run. He's coming on, and he makes a sliding grab. Drew the catch to end the inning. River Bandits get just the one. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. 1-0 River Bandits on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Off the Peoria fifth as we try to get that run right back. 1-0 Quad Cities. Game two of our six-gamer. Left-hander Lugo back out there. Slider strike gets us started. It's 0-1. Mendoza, Francisco Hernandez will follow. 0-1. Making pitch in there for a strike. It's now 0-2. One run on two hits in that fifth inning. River Bandits able to break through against Zane Mills after four no-hit frames. 0-2. Misses outside. One ball and two strikes on Menlinger. The Alpharetta, Georgia native. More walks than strikeouts. Anytime you can say that, high marks. 1-2. Line towards a gap in left center field. This will find some green. Menlinger around first. He's trying for second. The throw from left center is offline. And a leadoff hustle double puts the Chiefs in business in the home half of the fifth. Good stuff from Noah Menlinger. He extends his hit streak to 9 games in the process. Starting to creep up on the longest streak of the year. Some work to do. The longest hit streak in 2022 belongs to Mike Antico. 13 games for the former Peoria center fielder. Mendoza squares to Bunny, taps it back to the mound. Lugo off the bump, fields and throws to first. A 1-3 sack for Mendoza. Menlinger now at third. Hernandez. Chance to knock this game right back up. River Bandits deploy their infield in. Hernandez, he punched out in his first plate appearance. He takes a strike on the inside edge. Lugo couldn't have located that one any better. One strike to count. Southpaw deals. Hernandez fouls it back, count nothing and two. The Chiefs entering that Great Lakes series just a week ago, they were hitting well over 300 with runners in scoring position since the All-Star break. Now that number has dropped significantly during this six-game skid. Hernandez, did he deliver? A line drive into right center, Menlinger tagging. Here comes the throw from Bates, and it's airmail. Menlinger scores. We're tied at one. Menlinger initially broke towards home plate on that soft line drive. He was able to scamper back and quickly tag. Chiefs indeed get the run right back. The sack fly series continues. Chiefs get in on the fun. Productive out, makes it 1-1. Two away, Tommy Jew, the batter. He offers it the first one and rolls it foul. Patrick Anderson will pick it up and put it in his back pocket. We'll have to keep an eye on that baseball. Where will he put it? 1-1, a check swing tapper, foul. Maybe Patrick will put this one in his other pocket. We'll go and pick that one up. Yeah, he shovels that one in the back of his pocket as well. The Peoria skipper, he's got game-used baseballs on him. Perhaps he has a couple of young fans in mind. One ball and two strikes. See Patrick oftentimes throwing baseballs out of play. He's been known to give a bat or two even this season. He's a giving dude. Used to give back, and you can make the youngster's day, right? Just by, a foul ball or anything of the sort. Pitch clock violation. Lugo was just about ready to uncork one towards home. Kenny Jackson waved him off. So the count now 2-2 on Tommy. Jew lined out in the third. Pitch from Lugo. High for a ball, and that fills the count. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Of course, if you missed the photos on social media from last week, the Chiefs showed up to a Little League game in Midland, Michigan. 2 swings and misses, that ends the inning. Tell you more about that story in the sixth. Foreshadowing at its finest. Chiefs tie the ball game on a sacrifice fly. They cash in the leadoff double from Noah Menlinger. 1-1 tie through 5 on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card, like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family. Contact Julie before you dig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
Julie before you dig.com.
Hey,
Tony Schindler back with you. Beautiful night here at Dozer Park in downtown Peoria. 1-1 tie as we play in the sixth. River Bandits will send the top of their order to the plate. Third time through against Zane Mills. Mills took a no-hitter into the fifth before the River Bandits broke through. Sinker ball are ready to work. Tolbert squares. Pulls back on a ball inside. Count 1-0. Before we went to break, we mentioned the many good deeds our Chiefs players do around the community. Tolbert takes again inside 2-0. Well, this happened in a community, 400 miles away. As Tolbert lines out. Right at the third baseman, Menlinger. He gloves the smash. One down here in the sixth. When the Chiefs arrived at the team hotel on Sunday at Midland, Michigan, they were greeted by a Little League team, 14 and under team, from Johnston, Iowa. As the players filed into the hotel, Peyton Wilson takes a ball to begin his at bat, count 1-0. The players for this Johnston Little League team were trying to guess what positions our guys play. So it takes low, 2-0. A lot of guesses for the shortstop spot. In hindsight, their guesses maybe could have been a little better, right? With you think about how many pitchers you need on a staff. Wilson fouls back. It's the sentiment was there. It was a nice moment. Sure enough, word got back around that they were playing on Wednesday at a local ball diamond. Mills whips in a slider for a strike. It's 2-2. And as a result, Patrick Anderson, he rounded up the troops. A lot of guys gave their time on Wednesday morning. They went and checked out the Johnston Little League team. What a neat moment. Moment I'm sure those kids will remember for a long time. 2-2 pitch misses in the dirt. 3 balls and 2 strikes. The count on Wilson. 1-1 tie. We're in the top of the sixth. Mills. The payoff. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. Elevated heater. Wilson. Little tardy to the party. 2 outs for Collins. All right, 2 outs. They say not to do this. So the Dutchman digs in from the left side. Takes the first pitch low, 1-0. He's from Spijkenisse, Netherlands. Spell that for you. 1-0 pitch, over but low. 2 balls and no strikes. Spijkenisse. The 2-0 pitch inside 3-0. It's something. Spijkenisse. Spijkenisse. And now time is called prior to the 3-0. So that's going to give us a chance to dive in. Tell you a little bit more about the hometown in the province of South Holland. Population 72,000, part of the greater Rotterdam area. Archaeological evidence suggests that the area has been inhabited for several thousand years, dating back as far 1231, if you trust Wikipedia. 3-0 pitch to Collins, a strike call. It's now 3-1. There's a swing on the 3-1 pitch, and it eludes Hernandez and rolls in to right, a base hit just out of his reach. And the inning continues for Negrete.
Yeah,
couple of notable residents from Spokanesa. Jan Kampert, a journalist, theater critic, and writer. Gret takes outside ball one. Bjorn Franken, a noted DJ and producer. Gret hits one a ton, but it will twist foul down the left field line at home run distance. Count 1-1. Yuri De Groot, a Dutch rower. How could we forget about him? We'll leave you with this. Only the 1-1, which is skied down the right field line. A long run. Lands foul. And one hops off the sidewall. Count now 1-2. And for the runner, Collins, who returned. How many Dutch-born players are there at the moment, and how many all-time? We did the research yesterday. There's a couple of very notable names. Chew on that. We'll say the answer in the bottom of the six. How many Dutch-born major leaguers in the sports history? 1-2 to Negret. Ring him up. Mills went with the sinker. He was looking something else, and he did not get it. Two strikeouts in the inning. Mills, one run through six. We go to the home half of the inning. 1-1 the score on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Top of the Peoria order due in the bottom of the sixth, a 1-1 tie. Lott, Buschberger, and Jones. Rito Lugo, the left-hander, out of the pen. Set and ready. Here comes the first offering. A swing and a miss. Count 0-1. 1-3-0 for the River Bandits. 1-2-0 for our Chiefs. Quick moving ball game here into the bottom of the sixth. One pitch. A strike called on the inside edge. Count nothing and two. Before we went to break, we asked the question, how many big league players? This dates back long ways, way back into the 1800s. 0-2 is fouled away. We'll do it again. How many all-time big leaguers were born in the Netherlands? The answer, 10. Two notable ones, including a Hall of Famer. Most notably, 0-2 misses down and in. 1-2. Didi Gregorius, born in Amsterdam, later moved as a youngster. He was born February 18th, 1990, in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. 1-2 to Lott. Fouled away right side. We'll do it again. and the Hall of Famer. He hails from Zeist, Netherlands. Bert Blyleven, what a career he had. It's notably with the Twins. Spent some time with the Rangers, the Pirates, the Indians, and the Angels as well. 1-2 from Lugo, missed down and in. 287 career wins for Blyleven, a 3-3-1. Had perhaps his best season as a 33-year-old, 1984, 19-7, with a 2.87. Logged 245 innings. Another swing and another foul. Good battle here between Lott and Lugo. So there you go. 10 big leaguers all time born in the Netherlands. Two and two the count. Next pitch ran inside. Did it clip Lott? It did. It got him on that front elbow. He does wear an elbow guard. Lott has yet another reach. Leadoff man aboard. Here comes Jacob Buschberger. Buschberger, a triple in the fourth. Broke up the no-hitter. Takes a breaking ball strike. It's nothing and one. Montague, Michigan native. Semi-homecoming for him last week. Not leaning towards second, not running. The pitch cut on and missed. High heater, it's nothing and two. Schwerger will take his time getting back in the box. Buschberger, day off yesterday, back in the lineup. Had some struggles in the month of August. But overall, one of the Chiefs' most consistent hitters. And on cue, he lines one towards right center. Over is Negrad. He's able to cut it off. Moving first to third on the play is Lott. The Chiefs have him on the corners with nobody out. And the meat of their order due. Buschberger, we are required to say it. By some unwritten broadcaster rule, he's halfway to the cycle, by golly. Double and a homer short or shy. Same thing, right? Golden scoring opportunity for the Chiefs. Look for a first lead of the series. Here goes Buschberger on the scoot. The pitch fouled away and rolled into the River Bandits bullpen. Meanwhile, down the right field line, Nick Trogerlich-Iverson is throwing in the Chiefs pen. Right-hander has been maybe the best out of that Chiefs pen over the last month or so. Could come in with a lead, perhaps, in the seventh. 0-1 to Jones. Skied in the air, right field. Deep but playable for Negrette. He makes the catch. The throw will go towards second. Lott trots in from third. And the Chiefs, their second sack fly in as many innings, take a 2-1 lead. Jones adds on to his team lead in the RBI category. His 49th run driven in this season. One away, McKeith in the batter. First a pick towards first. Buschberger back standing. All of a sudden, Zane Mills is in line for a win. Tough luck loss last time. He gave up just one run. Just one here tonight. McKeith offers at the first pitch and bloops one into shallow right. A little too much air under it. McGrath able to run underneath. Two outs here. In the Peoria sixth. Tyler Reichenborn, the batter now. Not sure if he can pick it up on our field mic or not. Tyler swished his walk-up song this week. I believe that's Homecoming by Kanye West, and I know that. He can switch it. Swinging a foul right side. It's nothing and one. It's an appropriate song choice after a 12-game road trip, our second and final 12-gamer of the season. Chiefs went 5-7 on their swing through Dayton and Great Lakes. One pitch, tapped foul at the plate. It's nothing and two. Micah Bourne in battle mode. A strikeout and a ground out this evening. 2-1 Chiefs from the bottom of the sixth inning. Well, action commences in the Quad Cities pit. Lugo the 0-2 misses wide. 1-2 on the Chiefs left fielder. A few darker clouds have swirled into the area, but no threat of precipitation tonight. 1-2 pitch caught the outside edge. A called strike three ends the inning, but the Chiefs jump in front. A sack fly from L.J. Jones. The Chiefs have their first lead of the night, their first lead of the series. We go to the seventh. Zane Mills is indeed done tonight. He'll pass the baton to Nick Trogerlich-Iverson, the Canadian right-hander on a U.S. Cellular. Call to the pen. We'll tell you more about him when we return on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature Cheap Fresh In-House A&W Root Beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Trogerlich Iverson on, the right-hander, 2-3 with a 3.72, 48 one-third innings pitched, 45 hits, 22 runs, 20 of them earned, 13 walks to 44 strikeouts. That's a fine ratio. Call to the pen brought to you by the fine folks at U.S. Cellular, America's locally grown wireless company, connecting Peoria to what matters most. Salas, Emshoff, and Shrum, the slated batters for Quad Cities, high A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. Alec Iverson pumps in a strike. Away we go in the top of the seventh. Alec Iverson will give you a four pitch mix. One in the dirt. There's a sharp breaker. Keith, and that was an athletic block just to keep that ball in front. Iverson overcooked that one a little bit. 1-1 the count. The next delivery. Strike called on the outside edge. Good place to live if you're a pitcher. The count 1-2. Right-hander wasting no time. The next pitch taken high. 2-2 on Gerard Gonzalez. 7 homers, 52 runs driven in. The 2-2. A cut and a miss. Strike three. Zales looked overmatched on that swing. Punch out begins Trogerlich Iverson's night out of the bullpen. With our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard, shall we? Health Alliance, a proud sponsor of our out-of-town scoreboard. We appreciate them for all of their support this season. Bischoff taps foul, the count nothing and one. Some big games around the league this week. Bottom of the eighth, West Michigan all over Lake County 9-2 as those two teams duke it out for first place in the East. Bischoff a swing and a foul back, it's nothing and two. Other scores, Dayton on five Fort Wayne errors, lead 9-2 in the ninth. Lansing a 5-2 lead over a surging Great Lakes Loons team. Bottom of the sixth from Iowa, 1-0 Wisconsin over Cedar Rapids. Monk Iverson, the 0-2, waits pitch down and away. One ball and two strikes, one game postponed, and it's a game with the most at stake in the West Division, Beloit and South Bend. Washed out due to wet grounds. They'll play two later this week. 1-2 is swung on and missed. Emshoff, see you later. The last four Quad Cities outs, all via the punch out. Now Shrum the batter. Chiefs by a penny. 2-1 the score. We're in the top of the seventh. The first pitch, a strike called on the outer third. Nothing and one. Big kick and the next pitch, a wave and a miss. Shrum way behind the elevated heater. 95 that time. Emshoff will ask for time. Wrap up those batting gloves one more time. It's the 0-2. Swing and a foul back. Shrum a little quicker getting started that time. Punch out the side. This is as good as we've seen this right-hander in his Chiefs career. Absolutely locked in. Another 0-2 and another swing and a foul back. Look, Iverson, he can run it up there, right? 93 to 95 of that heater. 96 on the last offering. 0-2, Shrum fouls it away right side. We'll do it again. Slider has developed. Should become a more reliable second pitch, but keep you honest with a curve and a change as well. And that pace, he works such a frenetic pace, but yet seems so in control. It's been fun to watch. 0-2 slider, dip down and out of the zone. 1-2 goes the count. How about a punch out here? Iverson looking for that put-away pitch. This is down. Count 2-2. The eighth pitch of the AB. Shrum, to his credit, going down without a fight. 2-2, a high fly in the left. Reichenborn, he doesn't see it. Now Jew, the center fielder, a long run. He can't get there. The ball lands in vacant space. The throw goes to third, and they got him. Just how you draw it up. Reichenborn lost it. Tommy Jew came flying over from center field, was able to pick up the loose baseball, and he fired a seed to third. Shrum will get credited with a double, and he's retired 8-5 to end the inning. Nick Trogerlich Iverson faces the minimum. Interesting. We go to the bottom of the seventh, stretch time in Peoria, 2-1 Chiefs on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
In 1910, A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Noah Mendlinger will lead off the bottom of the seventh against a new hurler, Anthony Simonelli. It's ahead with strike one. All calls of the bullpen brought to you by U.S. Cellular. Oh, one pitch, missed down and in. Simonelli, the third guy out of the pen. Excuse me, the second guy out of the pen, but the third hurler this evening. Mendlinger floats one foul into the seats over the third base dugout. It's 1-2. Mendlinger will now ask for time. Pop out and a double. He scored a run. There's a 1-2. A tapper in front of the plate. Catcher Emshaw first. One away. One away, Mendoza. Give the numbers on Simonelli just a moment. First pitch, a slider strike. It's 0-1. Simonelli 4-0, but an inflated ERA, 6.30. Mendoza fouls back. It's 0-2. Entered action tonight, 50 innings of work. 63 hits, 36 runs, 35 of them earned, 17 walks to 51 strikeouts. So a 3-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio, that plays. Way ahead here, 0-2. Kick and the offering. Missed up and in. Good try. No ball, two strike count. Now 1-2. On away here, bottom of the seventh. Simonelli home, and it's lined in the left. A base hit. On Mendoza. I'm going to reach out and wrap that one in the left. Fourth hit of the game for the Chiefs. Doza, productive night at the office. A sack bunt, now a hit. Pass the baton to Francisco Hernandez, who tied the game in the fifth with a sacrifice fly.
Now that is the second baseman, Francisco Hernandez.
Right-hander set. That's the glove, belly button high. There goes Mendoza. The pitch swung on and missed. The throw to second is high, and that made the difference. Mendoza in with a head-first dive, a stolen base. Chiefs, they're 154th stolen base of the year. The most, 15, when they swiped 157. One, a strike called on the outside black. It's 0-2. Doza the runner at second. Chiefs would love an insurance tally. They lead it 2-1. Simonelli the 0-2, and it swung on and missed for a big second out. And has climbed the ladder. It's been a tough pitch for him as of late, to be fair, right? The elevated heater that's just above the strike zone. It's a tough pitch for everybody. And has shown a tendency as of late to maybe climb that ladder occasionally. Two outs, number nine batter, Jew, steps in. Line out and a punch out. He offers it the first pitch and hits it a mile high on the infield. The second baseman, Wilson, look out, makes a basket catch as he had to drift into shallow right. He misread that ball, but no damage done. Mendoza stranded in scoring position. We're through seven in Central Illinois. 2-1 Chiefs on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, services, or worse, don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Jack Alexander will lead off the Quad Cities 8. He offers it the first pitch and rolls one to second. Hernandez scoops and throws to first. One pitch, one out for Nick Trogerlich Iverson. He has not allowed a run in the month of August. Now 10 scoreless frames for the right-hander. Been locked in. This is a Chiefs pitching staff that has done a lot of good despite some recent losing. Parker Bates takes a heater for strike one. Since August 1st, the Chiefs tied for the lowest whip in all of High A. One pitch misses down and away, 1-1. A staff whip of 1.17, that's equal with Lansing for the top spot. 1-1 serve. There is a strike called. Make it 1-2. Peoria has also surrendered the second fewest hits in the Midwest League. Issued the third fewest walks. They're also top five in punch outs. Two pitch misses high and away. 2-2 the count on Bates. McIverson missed down and away. Count full 3-2. And trying to keep the tying run off base. The top of the order looming. There's a payoff. Swing and a foul back just to our left. Ricochet into an open seat. Well, Bates will use his timeout prior to the seventh pitch of the at-bat. Here it comes. Bates. Ground ball towards a hole on the right side. Hernandez showing off the range. Been involved in both outs in this eighth inning. Two away, Tolbert. What a game last night for Tyler. He reached five times, three hits. He swiped four bags. He scored a pair of runs. He drove in a run. First pitch, a slider. It missed down for a ball. Count 1-0. What a night. Chiefs have held him in check this evening. Takes a fastball on the outer third. It's 1-1. Ground out, a fly out, a line out. 0-3. 1-1 delivery. Misses down and away. Two balls and a strike. Of course, if he gets on, he will be looking to get into scoring position. No doubt about it. One pitch. A strike called on the outside corner. A borderline call. That goes our way. 2-2. Tolbert As for time, it's granted by Kenny Jackson. Back in, the 2-2, a jam shot foul to the right of first. Tolbert checking his bat. It's not. It's in good condition. We're ready to continue. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Tolbert dispatched. Trigolik Iverson just continues his fine work in the month of August. He sets them down in order. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Tick-tock, tick-tock, a quick mover tonight. Chiefs will look for some insurance. Win it 2-1 on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Top of the Chiefs order due in the bottom of the eighth inning. 2-1 Peoria. Lott, Bushberger, and Jones against pitched a scoreless seventh. It's a foul tip into the mitt. To begin his eighth, count nothing and one. Chiefs lead it by a penny. Find a way to an insurance run or two. Pretty good about things heading to the ninth. Lights taking full effect now. We are beyond darkness tonight in downtown Peoria. Here's the 0-1. This is high and away. One ball and one strike. When does the sun set nowadays? Working in the late August. 7:45, 8 o'clock. A lot of hits, one on the screws, but right at the second baseman, Wilson. He gobbles it up and throws to first. One out. Lott, barring anything unforeseen, will finish hitless tonight. But he did reach base on a hit by pitch. One out for Bushberger, right-handed swinger. He takes a high strike. It's nothing and one. Here's the 0-1. Bushberger, a pop-up. Second baseman Wilson backpedaling, twisting, turning. He makes the catch in shallow right center. If you're keeping score at home, he did just about every move in the game a twister, right? He backpedaled, he twisted, he turned. Two outs, Jones digs in. Do people still play Twister? Is that a game that you break out at parties, or has that game run its course? Jones takes low for ball one. Because I know when I go to a party, I'm not trying to get folded up into a pretzel. I'll pitch it. There's plenty of other party games you could play, right? 1-1. Look out. That ball got a big piece of Jones. I'm too pleased, but he will take his base. next in the inning for Aaron McKeithen. Patrick Anderson walking towards home plate. Does he want to make a move, perhaps? Maybe a pinch runner for LJ. See if you could maybe steal an extra run. It looks like Mac Chambers is grabbing a helmet. It is indeed Chambers. He nearly tripped up the dugout steps, but here he comes. Chambers now at first, pinch running. McKeithen, the batter. And even if Chambers is not on the run per se, a ball in the gap, he obviously gives you an extra step or two over LJ Jones on cue, a pickoff throw. You knew that was coming. That's the most predictable thing we've seen all night. Simonelli set. That's the glove, belly button high, a long pause. Now a second throw over. Close play. Chambers back in. Of course, that is the second throw over. Simonelli, he can throw over again, but if Chambers was safe, he would advance to second on a balk. His first pitch home, a strike call. There's a left-hander up in the Quad Cities pen, just in case here in the eighth. Perhaps more likely, so they're able to tie it in the ninth. There goes Chambers. Keithen fouls it back onto the roof. Late swing in the count. No balls and two strikes. In the ninth, the River Bandits will send Wilson, Collins, and Negrette to the plate against, presumably, Nick Trigerlich-Iverson. As the Chiefs' pen has remained quiet here in the eighth. Count nothing and two. Chambers, aggressive lead, not running. And the pitch is grounded under the glove of a diving Wilson and in the right. Chambers goes first to third. They're on the corners for Tyler Reichenborn. Keithen, second reach, first hit for him. Ball was hit hard. He's ultimately rewarded. Reichenborn 0 for 3 tonight. Hit here would certainly change his outlook on things. First pitch, awkward cut and a miss. He was in between. Tardy. Count 0-1. Only one strike pitch. Breaks outside. 1-1. 2-1 Chiefs. We're in the bottom of the eighth. Chambers at third. McKeithen at first, the 1-1. Reichenborn fouls it off his front foot. Knocked him down onto a knee momentarily. Count 1-2. We had plenty of drama last night. Edge of your seat action this evening as well. 9 hits combined. The Chiefs out hitting the River Bandits 5-4. Is a one-run lead. Right-hander set. Here's the 1-2. Reichenborn fouls it back. He had a good pass at it. St. Louis Park, Minnesota native. He had a 26-game on-base streak earlier this season. Went through extended slump, but has been swinging it well as of late. Another 1-2. Reichenborn, did he check his swing? He did, on a high heater. 2-2 the count now. Chris Silvestri is the base umpire. He is a substitute for Nathan Diedrich. We have not said his name much tonight, which means he's doing a fine job out there. 2-2 Reichenborn in the air towards right center. It's Negret who makes the catch. Floating to his right. The bat, I thought that ball had a chance to split the outfielders, but Negret says no. Chiefs leave a pair. We're off to the ninth. Nick Trogulek-Iverson, who has not allowed a run in the month of August, will look to earn the save against the meat of the Quad Cities Order. 2-1 Chiefs on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SethQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere, with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fees, so I use my SethQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
With you, 2-1 Chiefs. We play in the top of the ninth. Wilson, Collins, and Negret do against Nick Trogulek-Iverson. A pair of shutout frames in relief. Quick working right-hander ready to go, and the first pitch is tapped back to him. He'll set his feet and throw chest high to Buschberger. One pitch, one out in the ninth. Just what the doctor ordered. Wilson has had some success against us. Dispatch him, get his spot in the order out of the way, and with one out, Darryl Collins, the batter. 1-for-2 this evening. He takes low, ball one. Cardinals extend their lead, 3-1 over the Rockies, that game in the fifth. 1-0 delivery, a strike called on the outside edge, a pitcher's pitch, make it 1-1. Iverson, the next delivery. Same spot, same result. Called strike, it's one and Iverson. Deep breath. Wind the pitch, and it just missed. Perhaps low. Certainly looked like it was on the plate. Aaron McKeithen was ready to throw it around. Instead, the AB continues. 2-2 offering. Swing and a number foul. Collins just did get a piece. Looked like a changeup. Really seen that from Trogulek-Iverson. Time for a little let up. Change of speeds. Still 2-2. The Peoria right-hander. With the glove near his nostrils, he could sniff the leather. He could sniff perhaps the second out. Then Collins is swinging a foul back. It remains a two-ball, two-strike count. 1-4-0 for the River Bandits. 2-5-0 for our Chiefs. Try to even up this series a game apiece. Keithen putting down the fingers. Trogulek-Iverson home. Ring him up, strike three. Collins can't believe it. He dropped his bat in protest, put both hands on his hips. Bit of a late call from Kenny Jackson, but we'll take it. Two outs. River Bandits down to their last shot in the form of Juan Carlos Negrete. First pitch, a fastball strike, 0-1. Area pitching staff doing their thing tonight, trying to put a bow on it. One misses down and away, a ball and a strike. Zane Mills, sixth inning, one-run ball. Mark Iverson trying to go the rest of the way. 1-1 pitch, uh-oh. Deep drive to left center. Will the ballpark hold this one? Yes, it will. Game over. Negrete just missed a home run. Reichenborn makes the catch, and the Chiefs win it 2 hours. How about that? A fine display from Zane Mills. Nick Trocerlik-Iverson gets the final 9 outs, and he gets the big slugger Negrete to fly out to left center. Off the bat, I thought it was interesting, but Negrete got under that one. And it died and out in the glove of Tyler Reichenborn. Chiefs win it 2-1, the final tally. Peoria moves to 47-63 on the year, 19-25 in the second half. Quad Cities now 43-67 in 2022, 17-27 in the second half. They are now 2 games behind us, just as they were when they entered town Tuesday afternoon. Chiefs win it 2-1. A pitcher's duel goes our way, and the Chiefs snap a 6-game skid tonight. 2-1 the final. Stick around. Brendan Howe with the post-game show when we return. Chiefs win it by a penny. Our entire staff, this is Cody Schindler, saying so long. At least on my behalf, Brendan Howe will get you across the finish line and recap this fine pitching performance on the other side of this break. Chiefs win it 2-1. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
About that for some fast-paced action. Boy, oh boy, blink of an eye, this game comes to a close. Peoria 2-1, the final tonight. They snap a 6-game losing streak. They did it in an hour and 57 minutes to cap off this ball game. Let's jump into how the scoring got done tonight. There wasn't a whole heck of a lot of scoring, just 3 runs combined in the game, but it was enough for the Chiefs to hang on. But it was Quad Cities who did score first. A Dylan Shrum RBI double to right field. That scored Gerard Gonzalez, made it a 1-0 game. The Chiefs, they weren't long to answer, however. Francisco Hernandez, a sacrifice fly. If you remember back to last night, Quad Cities had 5 of those in the ball game. Peoria returning the favor tonight to even up the score at 1 apiece, headed to the 6th. And then it was the Chiefs' turn yet again in that frame. LJ Jones, a sacrifice fly again to bring in Todd Lott. That gave the Chiefs a 2-1 lead, and weren't quite sure if that one was going to hold up, but it was enough as the pitching once again does the job. Tip of the cap to Nick Trocerlik-Iverson out of the bullpen. He was absolutely fantastic. We'll jump into the box score here. Hits tonight for Peoria. Jacob Buschberger, a multi-hit game in his return to the lineup tonight. Aaron McKeithen chipped in with one. Noah Medlinger had one. Ramon Mendoza also with a hit in a couple of at-bats tonight. But once again, it was the men on the mound tonight for Peoria
who did the trick. Zane Mills, the starter tonight for the Chiefs. He allowed one run over six innings. He scattered three hits, a walk, and four strikeouts. He lowers his ERA to under 4.5. Nick Turgulik-Iverson, yet again, another shutout effort. In three innings, he picks up the save. One hit, four strikeouts. He did not allow a free pass. The Chiefs, they improved to 47-63 on the year, now 19-25 in the latter portion of the 2022 schedule. Quad Cities, they dropped to 43-67 with a loss, now 17-27, 10 games under that 500 mark in the second half of the season. Game 3 set to come tomorrow, 6:35 first pitch, but we're not going to let you off the hook that easily. We still got some scores to look at in our Health Alliance League. A couple of games still ongoing. That's to be expected when you play an hour and 57 minutes, right? Great Lakes and Lansing. It is the Lugnuts on top 6-3 in that ball game in the top of the eighth. Cedar Rapids, a slim margin over Wisconsin 2-1. That game also bottom eight. Few games have gone final. West Michigan 10-2. They jump all over Lake County tonight. Dayton also a 10-2 winner over Fort Wayne tonight. And South Bend and Beloit, they were delayed in the pregame show. They have since been postponed. They will make that game up tomorrow at Four Winds Field in South Bend. Let's jump around the Midwest, or the major leagues now. We already did the Midwest League. Few games to go final, one to get started, some handful in progress. Padres 10-3 over the Marlins today. Mariners, they topped the Angels 11-7. Blue Jays, they win at 6-1 over the Orioles. Twins, they blank the Royals 4-0. Cubs, a slim margin of victory over the Nats 3-2. Reds, 1-0 victory. In the bottom of the ninth, they walk it off in Cincinnati. And a few games going right now. Red Sox 8-2 over the Pirates, getting set to head to the bottom of the ninth there. Rays 4-2 over the struggling Yankees. That game has entered a rain delay headed into the eighth inning. Tigers 4-2 over the Guardians, top eight. Mets 5-1 over the Braves in a big matchup in the NL East. That game in the top of the sixth. Cardinals 3-1 over the Rockies, top six. They've got a couple of men on, however. Big club trying to hang on in St. Louis. Athletics 3-1 over the Rangers, top six. Astros 3-2 trying to cling to that one-run edge over the White Sox in the fifth. And the Dodgers and Brewers scoreless headed to the sixth inning. One game yet to get started tonight. That is the D-backs and Giants. They'll get going in just a handful of minutes. That's a look at your Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard, both the Midwest League and the big leagues. We've got another game coming at you tomorrow. Game 3 of our series set to come at 6:35. Chiefs will get the ball to right-hander Austin Love for Quad Cities. It'll be William Fleming on the bump. Chiefs will look to make it two in a row over their division rival, the River Bandits. They snap a six-game losing streak. They win it 2-1 tonight in Game 2 of the series to even the series at a game apiece. That'll just about do it for our coverage of Game 2 here tonight for the entire Chiefs media staff and for Cody Schindler. My name is Brendan Howe saying thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 6:20 pregame show here from Dozer Park. Have a good night, everybody.